Ordinarily, we wouldn't hear this gospel today. Usually for a memorial of a saint, I just go with the usual daily readings. But St. Monica stands out among the crowd of saints who are very ancient, and yet devotion to them is very strong today. St. Monica might be called one of the most important saints of the new evangelization, bringing the good news into today's modern world. Because so many people in our parish, in our nation, can relate to her struggle. She sees her son Augustine, who is very smart, very gifted, very knowledgeable, a lot of future ahead of him, but he resists Jesus. He doesn't want to be part of the church. He wants to strike out and do his own thing. And Monica's struggle is, what can I do to bring him closer to God? So even our opening prayer talked about her motherly tears that she shed many, many times praying to God to convert her son Augustine, whose feast day is tomorrow. Augustine, when writing about his mother Monica, said that she gave birth to me twice. The first time was his physical birth, and the second time was a much longer labor, a labor of years and of many tears and anguish and pain. Monica probably asking the Lord, like, what else can I do? And that's the cry that comes to me as a priest so many times from parents and grandparents who see their children who have left the church, who have gone elsewhere for whatever reason. So often the question is, like, from the heart of Monica, like what else can I do? What else should I do? I pray all the time, but I want my son, I want my daughter, my grandchild to come to Christ and to be part of the church. This anguish and this longing for others to know Jesus, to be close to him, is a very holy desire. I think for anyone who is in those labor pains of wanting to bring a family member back into the fold, for them to have a new experience with Christ, do not forget that blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who, the agony of your heart, the desire you have, the prayers you offer. Don't forget how God is blessing you even in the midst of that suffering. And don't forget that the power of our prayers goes beyond all understanding. You know, Monica was probably hoping that before Augustine fled to Italy, you know, they were on North Africa, and Augustine was going to leave to go to a new job in Italy as a rhetorician, as a professor in a kind of way. And he didn't want to break his mother's heart. He didn't want to have to confront her, and so he left in the boat in the middle of the night. And Monica woke up one day and, oh, Augustine went to Italy across the Mediterranean. So he did break her heart, but he was trying to avoid that pain. Maybe she was wondering, oh my gosh, that was my last chance. What can I do now? I won't even see him again. But what does God do? God has Augustine run into a man named Ambrose, who Monica had never met. And by Ambrose's friendship, by his kindness, by his wisdom, Augustine comes to know Christ in Milan. And then eventually there's that beautiful scene on the seashore where Monica is 5 days away from her death, even though she doesn't know it yet. Augustine has been baptized. He's become a fervent Christian. He's on fire with the love of Christ. He's renounced his old ways, his old sins. And they talk about heaven together. And then, seeing her ill, Augustine's brother says, well, mother, I hope you can make it back to North Africa so that you can be happy there and you can die there and be buried there. And Monica is a little flustered and says, I don't care where you put my body. I don't care where you bury me. But one thing, always remember me at the altar. Always remember me at the altar. And Augustine always did. We remember Monica now at this altar. We give thanks for Christ's light pouring through her life. And we remember all those who we desire to be here but who are not here. We pray for all the Augustines in our lives. We pray for all the people that we want to sit up and speak and be given back to their mothers, like the man who died from Nain. That widow never knew her son would come back from the dead in front of her eyes. She never knew that walking out of the city this would happen. But God sees all. God sees Monica. He sees Augustine. He sees Ambrose. He sees the mother and her dead son. He sees Jesus most of all, his beloved son. So today, let us remember all those we pray for at this altar.